Now, Saudi Arabia says it will not stop military intervention in Yemen and that the war will continue until the country's fugitive former president returns to power.
It's a matter of time before the international coalition in Yemen succeeds in restoring the legitimate government of Yemen to Yemen in control of all of Yemen's territory. The support for the legitimate government will continue until the objectives are achieved or until an agreement is reached politically that achieves the objectives.
Adel al-Jubeir said Saudi forces and their allies have opened up supply lines for aid in Yemen. This as the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reported that 13.6 million Yemeni civilians have been affected by the war. The report said every 4 out of 5 Yemeni people are in need of humanitarian assistance. The Geneva-based international body added that increased attacks by Saudi Arabia on civilian and economic infrastructure have deprived millions of Yemeni families from their livelihoods. Well, let's go to California and talk to Mark Weber, Director of Institute for Historical Review. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Weber, what creates the basis for Saudi Arabia's policy of continuing the war on Yemen and restoring the former fugitive president?
Saudi policy in Yemen is motivated by, I think, two factors. First of all, Saudi Arabia is afraid that the disorder in Yemen will spill over into Saudi Arabia itself. And second, Saudi leaders seem to actually believe what they are saying in claiming that the Ansar Allah or Houthi forces in Yemen are backed by Iran and that Iran is playing a proxy role in the country. And so that seems to motivate Saudi policy and intervention in Yemen. But this statement by the Saudi kingdom once again underscores the confusion and lack of realism of Saudi policy, the foreign policy, particularly in Yemen, and really the fragile character of Saudi society.
And of course, apparently Yemen has prepared documents to sue Saudi Arabia at the ICC. How likely will Saudi Arabia, do you think, be brought to justice?
Very unlikely, because the United States will continue to use its considerable power diplomatically in the United Nations to protect Saudi leaders from accountability, just as the United States has protected for many, many years Israeli leaders from accountability and other countries that the United States wants to defend, of course, even the United States leaders themselves. So unfortunately, it looks once again that holding leaders in Saudi Arabia or other countries accountable is not going to be very likely.
We should, of course, question the ICC itself, its independence.
Well, yes, that's true. And we've seen over and over the ICC's ability to bring a measure of justice thwarted by political considerations, especially by the United States.
All right, Mark Weber, Director of Institute for Historical Review from California. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.